Well, if you're looking to spruce up your corner of the world and plant some new trees, the Iowa State Forest Nursery has some opportunities for you here this fall, as they provide affordable, high-quality native plant material for use in timber production, wildlife habitat restoration, erosion control, and other conservation-related endeavors to landowners here in Iowa and other states, as they provide quality native Iowa seedlings that you can order now. The state nursery is located on 98 acres just south of Highway 30 in Ames, and the nursery was established by the Civilian Conservation Corps in the 1930s, and they've operated continuously ever since. The nursery currently sells about 1 million seedlings each year, and 3 to 5 million seedlings are grown on site at any given time. Now, why should you plant trees? Well, there are a lot of reasons. Trees provide an incredible array of benefits, including food and habitat for wildlife and pollinators, reduced soil erosion along stream banks and waterways, innumerable products such as lumber, furniture, fruit, and Christmas trees, that's just to name a few, reduced heating and cooling costs for homes and other buildings, cleaner water through removal of chemicals such as nitrogen and phosphorus, cooler temperatures, cleaner air, and reduced noise pollution in towns and cities, and also aesthetic and other benefits that have been shown to improve mood, increase focus and learning, and foster general health and well-being for people. Now, as far as native trees, why should we consider planting those? Well, according to the DNR, no matter where you live, it's always best to plant trees grown from locally adapted seed. The further a tree is planted from its seed source, the greater its risk of suffering from disease or early mortality, even if the seed source and planting site both fall within the native range of the species. The habitat provided by native tree species is also far superior to that of non-native species, as wildlife and pollinators are adapted to trees that are native to where they live. Iowa has the enviable distinction of possessing the soil and climate ideal for producing some of the finest trees in the world, and the State Forest Nursery strives to grow and distribute the best stocks possible. So whatever your tree planting needs, the State Forest Nursery, they say they are here to help you achieve your goals. Now, they are taking orders. They take orders during the September 1st through May 31st period, and fall orders are processed beginning the last week in October, and the spring orders are typically processed starting April 1st, and that's, of course, weather permitting. So if you're looking for some native Iowa hardwoods, small trees and shrubs, evergreens, and specialty packets, you can order those seedlings online through the Iowa State Forest Nursery. They have a couple of different phone numbers you could call, 800-865-2477 or 515-233-1161. And you can also order online. Just go to iowadnr.gov/conservation/forestry, and you'll be able to find the State Forest Nursery online order form for those seedlings. Now, in addition to offering you a chance to make those purchases, they also give you some hints on how to ensure successful tree planting as well. They have planting layouts, they have brochures, and some other information on that site, including notes about successful tree planting, grass and weed control, and some USDA plant information. You can actually search by common and scientific names of some of those more specific varieties that you might be looking for. Now, if you're looking to do the online ordering, it is relatively simple. It's actually easier than ever. They have a new online order system. You just click on the Order Seedlings online button, and they have several of those on that site. So you can find those. They're in blue. And then you'll just set up an account, and then you'll just follow the instructions that they give. And after you place your order, you'll receive invoices and updates through your email. So you'll log into your account or register to create an account if you don't already have one. You can use the seedling categories at the top of the page or the pictures on the home screen to navigate through the seedlings that are available to purchase. You can add items to your cart by choosing the size you want, typing in the quantity desired by multiples of 25, and then add to the cart. And when you check out, read through the terms and conditions, and of course you got to check I agree to continue on to the checkout page. Then you'll enter your billing and shipping information and select to have your order shipped or picked up at the nursery. Now, also, they say if you're out of Speedy's shipping zone, you need to select the correct shipping option that appears too, and you can find out more about that online. You'll, of course, enter your credit card information into that secure site to pay, and then planting the seedlings here in Iowa, select the city or town where you'll be planting those, and then select the week to have your order shipped or picked up. They have pickup dates on Thursday or Friday of the week that you select, and any spring items in your cart have to have a spring shipping or pickup date. And then once all the information is entered and it's correct, then you just click checkout. And then an order confirmation will be sent to your email address so you know that you've completed that process successfully. Native trees are key to healthy woodlands, and to improve quality, the nursery does continue to identify locations for seed collection from native Iowa forests and wildlife areas, and seed is purchased from Iowa collectors each year, and you can find out more information about all that by contacting the State Forest Nursery, as they have plenty of different options for you. Now, if you are planning to do some ordering and do some plantings, you can also find out more. As I mentioned, they do have some online products for you to check out, including some brochures, including one on successful tree planting that the State Forest Nursery puts together. It includes some different items like planning, for example. Before you order your trees, you want to have a plan, and you want to select the right tree and shrub species that'll do well on your site, meet your objectives, determine spacing and number of trees and shrubs that you might need. Also, place your order early, ensure those seedlings are available, and consider the existing ground cover and the steps you'll need to take to ensure that your trees won't succumb to weeds. Things like considering what you'll need to do to prepare the site and deciding if the site can be planted by machine or if hand planting is necessary, and whether you decide to do the work yourself or if you need to hire a contractor. There's also some site preparation issues as well, and they kind of go over some of those. Care of those seedlings prior to planting. Also, care of the seedlings during planting as well, also very important, and they give plenty of details on how to do some of those things. Those are for the planting stages. Then when you get to the actual planting methods, they list some different items on machine planting, or if you choose to do hand planting, some of the things you need to do, how to plant them in different types of soils and situations, planting rates, how to dig the holes, actually, that you'll need, the size and shape that you'll need to make it successful. They go into a lot of details as well on the different types of methods for hand planting, like the slit method or the wedge method. And then also maintenance is, of course, a big issue. You want to know how to maintain those. They said no tree planting is complete until weed competition is controlled. So you want to be aware of things like herbicides, mulch, maybe some of the mechanical issues too, till or hoeing around each of those seedlings, and the maintenance that will be needed for the first few growing seasons as well. And then they also list some other resources that are available as well in the regions that you live, so you can look up some more details just in case you need some other information. Also, they have a pamphlet on grass and weed control for shrubs and seedlings, and that too goes into quite a bit of detail and starts with the planning stage and moves on into maintenance, the different methods of controlling those, the chemical control, some of the residue issues and things too, and rescue applications. So they've got some other issues and details there for you to check out. Also, there's some USDA plant information that you can find there as well. They provide a link to the USDA's website, so you can find more details and information about the plants and types of things that you might be looking at. They have a complete database that'll show you all those different types of things that could very well come in handy. So if you're interested in sprucing up and doing some work there, you could check out the Iowa State Forest Nursery and see about getting some of those seedlings and getting those ordered. That online ordering form, again, real easy, iowadnr.gov, and you can find the State Forest Nursery there.